It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
People often direct their attention towards the notion of the small, silent voice within. As an illustration, I can reveal a few techniques I've acquired to recognize God communicating through my senses, almost all five. Your five senses can indeed be used to listen to God. God initially communicated with me through individuals. In 2019, I recall, I desired to leave Pennsylvania due to feeling spiritually disconnected there. I visited there multiple times in search of a place for us to stay. While at the eye doctor's office, the receptionist initiated a conversation with me. His dialogue involved the progression of ideas, leading to the final remark, "God disapproves of your intention to go there." I didn't have any prior knowledge of this guy, but I only spotted him when I went to see the doctor. I started contemplating the events happening around me, attempting to make sense of them. I had identified six Virginia attractions, but they had disappeared upon my arrival. Each attempt to depart resulted in closed doors. I finally understood that this wasn't what God intended for me, so I released it. Half a year later, in 2020, you all were familiar with the issue that was making many individuals sick and leading to their demise. That's right, it was God who spoke. God's Spirit has taught me another way to listen to His voice. I'm constantly working on this, and trust me, it's amazing. Just like me, He shares a love for music. I've developed the ability to discern the songs that He agrees with. I deliberately look for what He wants me to listen to. It may be hard to believe, but He actually acknowledges the artists He is a fan of. He indicates the songs that intrigue Him. It's remarkable how profound this thing is. You're probably wondering how He manages to do this. The best way to explain it is by calling it a sensory phenomenon. The chills indicate His agreement. Every so often, I'll change the song and then revisit it, and the chills resurface. It's difficult to articulate, but that's the best I can do at the moment. It's not limited to music either. It's a common occurrence in other parts of my life as well. I hear a social media post, and instantly my body senses it. As I enter rooms, a sudden sweet fragrance fills the air. Here are a few methods I've discovered to listen to God's voice. There are plenty more to choose from. Position yourself correctly to be able to receive the word. By focusing intensely on your surroundings, you can accomplish this. Sharpen your senses to perceive and comprehend spoken words. You should pay attention to any indications. God's approach varies for every individual. He might have a different approach with someone else compared to what He does with you. Understanding His communication style would be beneficial. My senses allow me to connect with God, as I previously mentioned. That's how He's convinced me to operate alongside Him. I search for God's presence in all that I see and do. I discover different aspects of Him, which is why I'm sharing this with you. Being diligent and persistent is crucial. You must immerse yourself in His teachings. Make sure to invest yourself in quality, intimate moments with Him. Unless you're prepared to do these things, don't anticipate hearing messages like the great figures in the Bible did. I aspire to accomplish that. Our goal is to surpass the accomplishments of those who came before us. In short, God uses multiple methods to convey messages. Don't restrict yourself or God in how He communicates with you. Don't disregard a message from an unexpected source. As I mentioned earlier, God can employ anyone or anything for His purposes. Upon hearing the guy at the doctor's office, I promptly dismissed his statement. I based that decision on the fact that I had talked to him a few times. Each conversation we had, he came off as street and ghetto, but in a cool way. My initial reaction was to dismiss what he had said. My current existence could have been jeopardized if I had acted differently. I hope my message is coming across clearly. God can use anyone or anything. I'll repeat what I just said. God can utilize anyone and anything. Finally, cultivate the mindset of being open to listening. It requires a strong commitment. The end result will be highly rewarding.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4:6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.